A messy science lab harbors a miracle drug. In the summer of 1928, Scotty's physician, Alexander Fleming, was in such a rush to go on vacation that he accidentally left a stack of dirty Petri dishes in his laboratory sink. As if this weren't already gross, the dishes were smeared with Staphylococcus, a bacterium that causes boils, sore throats, and food poisoning. Let's hope the doctor at least washed his hands before he left. When Dr. Fleming returned weeks later, he found something interesting in the mess in the sink. One of the Petri dishes was dotted with bacteria everywhere, except where some mold was growing. The area around it was clear, as if protected by an unseen barrier. Upon closer inspection, Dr. Fleming realized that the mold, a rare form of Penicillin notovum, had secreted a mold juice that killed several strands of deadly bacteria. Dr. Fleming published his remarkable discovery, and almost no one noticed. In fact, years later, Howard Walter Florey, an Australian pathologist, found Fleming's paper by accident while leaping through old medical journals. Along with biochemist Ernst Boris Chain, Dr. Florey began to explore the therapeutic effects of the mold juice, and by 1941 they had collected enough penicillin to use on the first human subject, a 43-year-old police officer suffering from a terminal bacterial infection he'd contracted while scratching himself on rose bushes in his garden. The results were astounding. The patient's fever dropped, and his appetite returned, and the penicillin used to treat him was hailed as a wonder drug. Unfortunately, when supplies ran out, the officer's infection returned, and he died. Still, Dr. Fleming shared the Nobel Prize with Dr. Florey and Chain for their work on the magic med. I certainly didn't plan to revolutionize all medicine by discovering the world's first antibiotic, he remarked, but I suppose that was exactly what I did. A dog gives the world Velcro. Swiss engineer Georges de Mestral was a natural inventor. When he was 12, he designed and patented a toy airplane. As he got older, he considered nature the greatest inventor on the planet, so he kept his eyes out for naturally occurring phenomena science could imitate. That's where his faithful Irish pointer came in. After a day hiking in the Swiss mountains, de Mestral noticed that his dog was covered with spiky burrs, as were his own pants. He put the burrs under the microscope and found tiny hooks at the ends of their bristles that seemingly latched onto most any kind of fur or clothing. Since de Mestral was no fan of zippers, they tended to freeze in the alpine winter, he spent the next 10 years trying to duplicate the burrs' irresistible attraction to his hiking partner. After countless attempts and belly rubs, de Mestral found the right material for his invention, nylon, which was strong enough for the hooks to hold but pliable enough to be separated with the right tug. De Mestral submitted his patent in 1952, and it was approved 3 years later. He named his invention Velcro, a combination of velvet and crochet, the French word for hook.